We'll give it a few more minutes. Let's go ahead and get started. So, short group, short meeting today, which is good. On the phone we have Julie Dumbia from VPA, Cam Sharp from ODFMW, Greg Grimmer and Dan Peck also from ODFMW, myself of the Corps, Chris Walker, and then Tammy Mackey with the Corps. So I sent out the agenda probably about a week ago. Was there anything else that we needed to add to this agenda? On the phone. Okay. Who just joined us?
Kurt Kramer.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
We just did introductions, kind of. Who else joined? Guess I should have waited a couple more minutes. Who just joined us?
John Thorpe on there someplace.
Okay, John. Alright, so we'll start off with the action items from last month, which was a meeting unfortunately I missed. So I may need some help as to who was supposed to do it and whether it got done or not. So the first action item was action item 3.1. Griff was going to make the guide for researchers available to the group. And he did that, and I sent that out this morning. The next item, in regards to North San Jacinto trapping, there was an action to add stela tagging to the list of research activities on that spreadsheet that was created. I took a look, and it looked like it was added, but I wasn't sure. Was that you, Cam, that was going to add that? There wasn't a name associated with it.
I proposed adding it.
Oh, okay. Gosh, let me take a look at the spreadsheet. I'm just seeing if it's on there already. And for those on the phone, I have web meeting up. Otherwise, if you want to take a look at the spreadsheet that I sent out this morning, that's fine as well. Where was that? Add still the tagging. Can you have it up by chance?
I'll get it up.
I'm just trying to tease out on the spreadsheet where it.
Are you looking for the radio tagging one for steel head?
No, it's a combination of Floyd tagging and pin tagging of winter steel head coming back to.
Okay.
To the Minto trap and then past above Minto.
There's steel head brood. Pit. Yeah, there's an item on here that says steelhead, Sharps the POC, 100% pit tag, natural origin steelhead. Was that it?
Yep.
Okay, it's on there, so we can check that off.
We haven't got the tags yet, so what's happening is just SOP Greg puts boy tags in those fish.
Okay. The next item was for Bob Wertheimer to look into adding the RT mobile tracking above Minto. And it looks like that's the last item, but without talking to Bob, I'm not sure. So I'll make a note to talk to him about that specific item unless anyone else has any insight into that. The next action item, Tammy Mackey was going to take info that Cam Sharp provided and and put it into a table format, which was sent out to the group. That was done. The next item was you and I would further discuss a study to whole fish prior to outplanting in September, and that was in the South CAM. And it's my understanding that this is not moving forward as per discussions at steering team. I don't know if anyone else has any insight into the status of that or not, but that's what I heard. Item 3.6, while steelhead brood surrogates, I'm not on the Harmony team, so I'm not sure if that was talked about at Harmony or not. Cam, are you on that team?
Patrick Harmony only, so...
Oh, okay.
Know the exactly what the outcome was, but there's been a call for significantly more discussion on that.
Okay. Yeah, Bernadette usually attends that, so...
We'll be meeting on either the 25th or the 27th or both for the Fish Passage team and Harmony team meeting and further discussing it.
Okay. Further discussion at FPT and Harmony. All right. Willamette Dexter action. Revisit scale of outplanting by examining different levels and different return rates and how those numbers affect power analysis. And I assume that was you, Cameron. But I'm not.
Supposed to be me and Mark. We have made no progress on that.
Okay.
An issue that has to be addressed at the district level before we'll be able to make any.
Okay. And the last two items, related to Tom Friesen. He was going to look into pit tagging at Dexter and then what they're going to do with natural origin brood at Dexter. He's not here. I don't know if anyone else can speak to that.
Let's have a look at 100% pit tag scanning at Dexter.
Yes, yes, sorry.
We've talked a little bit internally and it should be manageable, I guess. And the fish start to come back. We'll be working closely with Dan to make sure that as the fish get Cotoir tag scanned, that they'll also get pit tag scanned.
Okay. Who just joined us?
Jeff. Ziller.
Hey.
Hey, that's opportunistic, Jeff. This is Cameron.
Hey,
question Cam. Just came up 30 seconds before you signed on related to, let me think, what was it? It was... the action item to revisit scale of outplanting by examining different levels of outplanting in the Middle Fork. And I said that further discussion on that topic has to follow the district staff's guidance.
Okay.
That's basically you. And I spoke very briefly about that, I think, last week.
Yep.
And it rests on your lap.
We will come up with what we think are appropriate numbers. They'll be pretty close to, I think we talked about, looking at, as an example, for numbers in the Middle Fork, too. So.
Okay.
Happy to...
Who should we get that to?
Pardon me?
Who should we get that to?
You can send it to Dave Linhart, and he'll send it out to the group. This is Chris Walker. I'm filling in for him as he's on leave, so.
Okay.
And that was, those are the last two action items.
The last item was the natural origin brood, and I'm, is there anybody from, yes, Jeff. On the incorporation of unclipped fish into the brood at Dexter, the guidance we got from Steve Marks was that, because we don't have authority to do it, we're not doing it, but I don't want to speak for the district. That I guess
I think that's true. They're going back into the tail race.
Okay. Back to tail race. All right. The next item was looking into minutes from February. The only comments we received were from UCAM. We'll incorporate those. Did anyone else have any comments from meeting minutes from last month? All right. Next item, actually I didn't put on there on the agenda. We usually do the hatchery updates, and for whatever reason, I didn't get it on there. And we only have a couple of the managers on, or a few. So we'll start with Greg Grimmer in the North Sanium. If you're prepared for it, I didn't have it on the agenda, so if you don't have anything, that's fine too.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go real quick. We're just, February and March are kind of when we start transferring and living all our fish. So been transferring fish to the Malala and the SAFE programs. And then here at Minto, we had one complete volitional acclimation on 180,000 fish. And then we're just, we're in day two of our second volitional release. Seems to be going well. Fish are moving out, and we've got great flows and great river conditions to do it this year. On the pathology side, we're still experiencing high levels of clinical BKD. I won't say high levels. High levels for me is losing one fish, but they took a bunch of fish back last week, and hopefully we'll get the results here in the next couple of days. But morts are up a little bit, and we'll kind of get a percentage here hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But other than that, just pretty much cleaning up from the winter and spawning fish up at Marion Forks.
All right. Dan Peck in the Middle Fork, Willamette.
Yeah, we. This is kind of our in-between part of the year. All of our smolts have been released out of Willamette Hatchery. We still have two groups of smolts and a group of summer steelhead smolts to be released from Dexter. All our fry are ponded up at Willamette for the upcoming year, and we're just busy on those, getting them ready. We started out, started releasing all our legal rainbows, and so that keeps us pretty busy in between the Chinook stuff. So pathology-wise, everything looks good. Just our normal dropouts from internal fungus or coagulated yolk that we get in our fry, but all the smolts are healthy that we released, and the ones going out of Dexter, we had to release one a little bit early because we had something going on in it that they still haven't figured out what it was, but we started losing some fish, so we went ahead and released those about 4 or 5 days earlier than we were planning on, but everything else looks good down there.
Good. Kurt at McKenzie?
Just kind of the same thing the guys are saying. All the smolts have been getting released. We transferred 277,000 down to the SAFE project at Tum Point. 190,000 went out of McKenzie here. Another 265,000 went over to the Coast Fork system. What else we got? Well, all of our fry have come out of the hatchery throughout the month. We've had a little bit of problems with cold water disease this year, and we were down to one pond left of fry to go, or not fry, but smolts to go down to the SAFE projects down there, and it came down with cold water disease again. So same pond twice. So it's just been kind of a bit of a kind of just hanging on this winter for some reason. We've had problems with it for the last three winters in a row, and I'm not sure what changed in the system, but we seem to be having those problems. Hopefully this high water we've had recently has flushed some of this stuff out of here, but until we get rid of these smolts, we'll be, you know, dealing with a medicated feed form. But other than that, same kind of thing. You know, there's been a lot of wind and storm debris that we've been cleaning up around the hatchery. We've been lucky dodging the bullet with any major problems. But the fryer that we've ponded are healthy, and we'll move forward for the next season.
That's it for hatchery managers on the phone, correct?
Yeah, Brett had mentioned this morning he's got to be over at Foster today.
Yeah, they have a commissioning meeting, I guess. So, John, anything to add?
No, I think that's pretty good. You might want to, the fact that we got our DEQ formal and discharge issues taken care of at Minto was a big thing. So we've got a system and a process to be able to operate within the law.
Good. All right. So the next item, I know last month you guys talked a lot about Army coordination at traps. I just wanted to revisit it to make sure there weren't any loose ends. A result from that was a trap activity spreadsheet that was put together that was sent out. First off, I wanted to make sure that we captured everything that we might need on this spreadsheet. Any input from those on the phone? Does it look okay? We can move forward.
Yes.
Okay. There were a couple of columns on there, one for a phone number for the PI or the principal investigator, and then there's also a column for equipment. So the PIs will need to fill that portion out and send that to Dave Linhart, and then we can consolidate that.
There was also a column for data sheets, basically the formats of data sheets.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up the point that we're transitioning to electronic data entry for all of these activities that occur at the traps now, and so there aren't technically any data sheets. I can provide our old data sheets, which we'll keep on hand during the time we're transitioning to electronic data entry. But
yeah, maybe go ahead and do that.
I just deleted it. Column. Can you answer why we need an equipment list?
I think the kind of the thought, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, was that if there was anything specific that we would want to have on site that would make it possible and easier for the researchers, we'd list it. But I could be wrong. I wasn't at the last meeting, so I'm not quite sure. But I think the idea was we just want to make sure that anything the researchers may need, we have available, whether they're bringing it or whether it's on site. And I'm guessing it's more the on site stuff.
Okay. Well, I know that pit tag detectors were something that all of us managers were concerned about. Is that something that the Corps needs to purchase or whatever, but we don't have them.
Okay. So maybe we just need to kind of lay out what we need and then figure out how we're going to obtain it, whether it's purchasing it or moving it from somewhere else. Just so we document kind of what the needs are, and then we'll figure out where and how to get those items. So.
Okay, so then I'll put together a list of CodeWire tag wands and pit tag wands for each trapping facility, and then whether we already have it in hand or infer that there's a possibility that the Corps could purchase some of this equipment if it's not already in hand?
I think we could. The question would be funds. I work on the O&M side of things and know what funds may or may not be available. We'd have to talk to Dave Linhart in regards to what other funds may or may not be available. So let's figure out what we need, and probably should do that ASAP, just so that if we do need to procure something, we can get on that. So maybe we need to figure out what we do have and what we don't have also. That's probably pretty important then. I'm not sure how we want to capture that.
Do you want another copy?
I'll do it.
Equipment already in hand?
Yeah, we could do that. Maybe have another column that's equipment not on hand, or on hand, not on hand, or some sort of note in the comments. I'm not sure how we'd go about that. But we'll figure that out. I think that shouldn't be that difficult for either Cam to note on the spreadsheet or for us here to just add another column. So.
Okay, I'll do that today.
Awesome. Were there any other loose ends that anyone can think of in regards to last month's meeting in terms of trap operations, Army coordination?
There's just one thing, Chris, for McKenzie, and getting the fish up to Cougar. It was mentioned at the last meeting that we would just hold females. And so that question was out there, well, will we hold any males too? Which I don't really think is necessary, but if there was some supplementation for males needed up there, we can grab those in September pretty easily.
Okay.
But is that all right with everybody? I feel it's a true mixture of the run because they're, you know, staging and trying to find the spawning spot. So it would be a mixture of the full run. I think it's adequate, but just want to comment if anybody else felt that was all right.
Okay. We don't have everyone on the phone, so we'll capture that in notes and maybe have an action item to look at that further, and then if we make a decision, we'll add that to the kind of the plan that Bernadette put together last year, which I assume we'll use this year, and go from there. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, it does. And for the females, we'll go ahead and get a cross section of the run for those, certainly, but because we don't know exactly what will come in September for those. So, but we always have a bonus of males in September, so it should be easy to get those. But we will make sure we put some females to the side.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Cameron.
Hey, Kim.
There was another additional line here somewhere buried. I wanted to make sure that we got a DNA sample from the fish that go above Trail Bridge.
Right.
Jeff, I'm assuming that's still of interest.
Yes. We're going to try and do it very late in the year after most of the bull trout spawning has occurred.
I look back what we did last year. It was October 1st when we did it last year.
Yeah. That's we'll probably shoot for about the same time this year.
Okay. So the next item was just an update on the adult release sites that are currently under construction, or actually some are complete. So currently the homestead site on the McKenzie is complete. The alternative site number one in the North Fork, Middle Fork, Lamed is complete. Villa Maria or in the Brighton Bush is complete. The rest will, what does it say here? I'm reading something that Dave gave me. The rest will be done by the end of May. We'll be commissioning most of them towards the end of June. However, Maria Villa will be commissioned in early June. The project manager is actually coordinating that effort. And it's my understanding that both ODF&W and the Corps will be involved, and you'll be hearing soon in the future as to what the plan is for that. Any questions regarding those?
Yeah, Greg, have you toured the Villa Maria site yet?
No, I haven't got up there. I'm hoping to do it this week. I've just been swamped with meetings, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a hold of Darren Neff. I want him to go with me to the Forest Service bio.
Can I go with you too?
What day do you want to do it?
What day can I get out of here?
Yeah.
And we talk offline. I'd like to arrange that just so I can see it.
Okay, yeah, I'll get a hold of Darren, see you. Maybe Thursday afternoon might work.
Yeah.
Or we'll go early next week.
Okay, moving on quickly. Heather. I wanted to mention disposition. I wasn't sure what the status of adult fish disposition was. I know that the plan is probably similar to last year, but I wasn't sure if there was any sort of final disposition table that we could post to the web or just say it's final and move on. Does anyone have any thoughts on what was talked about last month in regards to outplanting and fish disposition?
It's not final in the sense that we've got some sort of late changes that we're in the middle of discussing.
Okay.
Some that may go forward, some that won't.
Okay.
I'm very interested in a laid out plan on the Brighton Bush.
Okay.
We're talking about the possibility of laid out plants of unclipped fish from Foster. I don't think that's very likely to occur, but it's still, you know, up in the air. Lance Brusick recommended that if we do it on a small scale on the South Sandy Am for this first year as a pilot study. But again, it's district.
Okay.
But Cam, you have that spreadsheet, right?
Yes.
Can you send me a copy of it, the latest draft?
Certainly.
So, Cam, do you think that'll be kind of hashed out by our next meeting next month?
It certainly will be. I think it's an agenda item for the ODFW kind of coordination meeting. When is that?
Thursday? Okay. So also I have on here production plan. John, I know you're working on the cooperative agreement narrative application, which I guess will be the production plan, which is due at the end of this month.
Yeah, the big production plan you've been seeing should be, we've been shooting it back and forth between the hatcheries, making some changes even as of today. But those should all be, if you total what you see in the individuals, that should be the same thing you see on that big sheet that we've sent for Bonneville, Coal Rivers, and Mammoth Valley.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if anything had changed, so.
Yeah, now, you know, the big thing was we're making sure we cite on there which piece is the core mitigation out of production and which piece is ODFW. So if anybody goes back and runs through that without knowing what they're doing, should be pretty clear.
Okay. And then last, Bob Wertheimer requested, if possible, an update on the triploid releases or study or whatever form it is. I'm not really up on what's going on with that, so.
Neither Tom nor Mark are on the call. So.
Oh, okay. All right. That was it. Is there anything else that folks on the phone think need to be addressed before we discuss or have our meeting next month?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Do you have a list of action items? Or should we just... we'll just send them out later. Yeah, we'll send out a list of action items with the notes sometime soon. So
they're always in the minutes.
Yep. All right. Anything else? All right. We'll be talking next month. See you guys.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
How easy is it for you to capture stuff?
It's easy.
That's good.
Once I start learning voice those, it'll be.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
like who said that?
Yeah, and which hatchery they're associated with.
Gotcha.
Oh. All right. So who was on the phone?
So, I have. So Jeff Ziller. Do you got him?
Nope.
Okay.
Who is he?
He's ODFNW.
Just ODFW, or is he associated with the...
He's a district biologist, but I couldn't tell you for who.